you?
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Who's this?
Lyndon Johnson.
Oh, obviously. Is Walter with you?
Yes, sir.
Oh, I just wanted to ask you if you're interested in Niles Jackson for that spot on the tariff commission.
Well, we're giving some thought to it, but I told him that I wanted to figure out what kind of friends he had and how they felt by him.
Yeah, I have known Jackson.
Well, I don't want to point him on that basis. Do you think he'd be a good one, and do you like him?
Well, he used to work for KBOS, and he also worked for Jenner. And don't crowd me too much on passing on his capacity.
Well, maybe we can find somebody else.
You may give me a little lift, honey.
Well, if there's a question about that, we don't need to... I don't want to get into it. That's what I got to rely on you to tell me. I don't expect you to nominate me, but I expect you to help me get elected on the basis of having a good record.
Yeah, damn you. You didn't even listen to my nomination.
Oh, yes, I did. Yes, I did.
Oh, you did?
Yes, sir. Yes, yes, sir. And I think you do everything well, and I just want you to get me some good people, though, so I can get elected.
Yeah. Well, Mr. President, I got to say this. Houston Martin brought him in and said you were interested in him.
Well, what he did was this. He's got a good many letters from Congressman Senators, but they're not from the right Congressman Senators. They're from Republicans, but they're not from you and the folks that I want to build up a little bit and have some things. Now, I don't mean I'm always going to follow your recommendation, but I want you to take a look at it. And so I just told Order Jenkins that I wasn't interested in what these folks had to say about him. I was interested in what Dirksen had to say about him and what two or three others had to say about him.
Well, now, I've known him a long time, almost ever since he's been on the Hill. He's a decent guy, a fair guy when it comes to capacity. I don't know what he knows in that tariff field. He'd have to start fresh, I would suppose. And that's about as much I can tell you.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll look at them, and if we got anything that looks any better, I'll get back to you.
Oh, okay.
All right. How are you feeling?
I feel all right. Tired as hell.
Well, you ought to rest. Why aren't you at home?
I'm out here in the farm just puzzling about some speeches that I'm going
to
make.
No, don't make any speeches. You've already done enough damage to me. Now, just lay off of me. I had a nice visit with Goldwater yesterday, and he was nice and cordial and good humor, and I don't want you to make any speeches. Go out there and plant some roses.
Don't you want any speeches?
Spend some time in the garden. Well, I wouldn't mind you going down and making a speech at your daughter's home or when you're visiting the family, but I don't want you to take any hard schedule because I want to save you getting my program through.
Oh, okay.
Come see me.
If you let me, I'll come.
Anytime, anytime. You just call, come on down late in the evening, and I'll buy you a drink.
I should come anyway this coming week. We got a lot of rough stuff up.
All right, come on down. You come on down any day this week. Call Jack Valenti ahead of time, and I'll buy you a drink 6-7 o'clock in the evening.
Okay.
All right. It won't be Sanka either.
Hope not.
Goodbye.
All right.
Waiting.